Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
So sad.
What's so sad?
Heritage Square.
Heritage Square? What about it?
Since 1971.
It's been there?
Since 1971 in Golden, Colorado, Heritage Square. I don't know how many of you, I know I have fantastic memories of being terrified, taking a five-year-old up the chairlift to the Alpine slide, because you're thinking, this seems a little dangerous. This kid is little. He's squirmy. Like, he could just slip under this bar and just fall out.
Why'd you do that?
Oh, he loved it. He loved the Alpine slide. Every kid loves the Alpine slide. Have you ever done one?
No.
Oh, my God. What?
No. I've never done. I've never been to Heritage Square.
But you've never done. They have Alpine slides everywhere. You've never done one anywhere?
Not from where I'm from.
You've been here for how many years?
Well, I've been here for about 15 years.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, well, when I was like a kid, I never did an Alpine. We didn't have them.
Well, I didn't either, because I was from where you're from. But I did it as an adult, though.
I've not done it.
You should. No, I think they have one in Breck as well. And I know they have one. Oh, where's the one with the giant swing that goes over the canyon? They have one there, too. It's really fun. Hmm. You just sit in this weird rickety old cart with this brake.
Yeah.
And you go shooting down a mountain and all you have is a little handbrake.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, huh?
Not for me.
Oh, you meant that.
Yeah, not me. Mm-mm.
Anyway, that closed back in, I don't know, like 2016 or something like that. But now the entire park is up for auction.
I wonder if they're going to get buyers, though. Who's going to walk in there and buy that stuff?
Me.
Jamie should.
I am.
Totally
I'm going to.
Should.
I'm going to buy the Tilt-A-World. That's up for sale.
Sweet.
It says the Scrambler's up for sale. The Ferris wheel's up for sale.
Oh, my God. Who doesn't want a Ferris wheel?
The radio station should buy this stuff.
Agreed.
We could stick it out here in the parking lot for when we have those DTC eats.
That'd be great.
Not only do you have food trucks, but you got carny rides.
I love it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I love that place.
Well, here's what I was going to do. And tell me what you think.
What?
Okay. So they also have their bumper boats for sale.
Right.
Ooh. I was thinking about buying a couple of those, putting them on Chatfield.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And just driving around, just bumping into people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People love that. Yeah.
I'm not renting them. I'm just meaning me. I'm just driving it myself.
Yeah.
Maybe I know. Bumper boat.
Maybe let your friends drive one.
Yeah.
I don't think they go that fast, though.
It's okay.
That's done.
Well, you got to catch the other boats to bump them.
I'll do it at the dock.
Yeah.
Well, it's on the trailer.
Right. Oh, so sad.
It is sad. I went there a ton as a kid.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. They used to have the greatest little fun house.
And they had the scariest Halloween house.
Yep, they did.
Oh, my God.
By the fun house.
I'd love to have the whole place.
I know.
Oh, I miss it.
Especially, how does it go away? Mother's Day is when you guys
went? We would go to the theater, the dinner theater, take the moms. So far.
1971. How does it all just go to hell?
I don't know.
It's called progress.
They want to develop it, probably.
Well, I'm sure there's a Starbucks that needs to go in there.
Oh.
You know, I mean, we got to move on. It's 2018. Oh, you know, 1971 was a good year, but it's gone.
Those buildings are so great in there.
God. And I don't know why, but I just have the best memories with my kid going down that Alpine slide.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd go a little too fast at the very end and slam him into the back of somebody.
Yes.
Yes.
That was the best
so good.
Part. They would be like, watch out.
Sounds like a deadly park.
Oh, it was fun.
To me.
So fun. The chairlift was so safe.
So safe. I know. I'm pretty sure I got a splinter in my butt.
Yeah.
It was so scary. It was going up the hill. You were terrified. All right. Anyway, lots to get to this morning. That is sadness, but we'll move on with progress. Thank you, BJ, for pointing that out.
Not a problem.
Roseanne, the Conners, all of that crap everybody's talking about this morning. Will be interesting to see what the numbers look like last night. BJ didn't watch it. He watched the Dodgers win over Milwaukee.
Yep.
And Sean got roasted, it sounded like, and didn't see anything.
I watched Frasier, man. Frasier.
And you were out last night, so you didn't see
no,
it.
No, I was at Nodros.
Dylan says he didn't see it, yeah. So nobody here on the show saw it.
Yeah, even though it was like the big premiere. It got kind of weird because Roseanne died of a wood chipper. No. And Sean, did you ever find the audio from the actual show where she dies from the wood chipper?
I was really looking for it, but they haven't released it yet this morning, but okay. I'll keep my eyes open.
Okay, because we had the preview of where she dies in a wood chipper.
Yeah.
In, but you say it didn't happen.
They swapped it out at the last minute with pills.
Anyway, here is her actual death or something.
I just got a call from a friend in the coroner's office. The autopsy found that it wasn't a heart attack. Roseanne OD'd on opioids.
Not possible. We knew she had a problem. She was only on pain pills for 2 days after surgery. Then it was just ibuprofen. It's got to be wrong.
Well, I wish it was, but they think that she must have taken the pills right before bed. And with her health issues, it was enough to stop her breathing.
That sounds like a fun show. Sorry, I missed it.
I ain't dead, bitches.
That's what Roseanne did. She trolled everybody on Twitter last night, and she kept writing on Twitter, "I ain't dead, bitches," over and over, which I love. I'm sorry. I just love that she did that because it totally ruins, like, if you were in the moment.
There's the humor right there from Roseanne.
I ain't dead, bitches. She also talks about life after being fired from the show. She says it was the worst thing that ever happened.
What cut?
Four.
It's like the worst thing they could have possibly done to me was to fire me from my own show and let other people write my life story. I'm not going to watch it, and I'm not going to condemn it or say anything bad about it either. I'm just moving on from it.
But she did. Uh-oh. She said, "I'm not dead, bitches."
Oh, she changed her mind.
I guess she watched it. Yeah. She also talks about her mental health. Here's that clip.
You know, everybody knows that I have struggled with mental health issues. And I was struggling at that time as well. I was impaired and stupid and mistaken and wrong. And for that, I apologize.
Now, when she says she was impaired the night she tweeted, what is she talking about?
Didn't she claim she'd take some medication?
I don't remember.
I think so.
Oh.
I think she'd taken some medication and wasn't it sleeping pills or something? Ambien, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
She was on Ambien?
Yeah, I remember because she tweeted, "I'm sorry, I was on Ambien," and then Ambien retweeted her and said, "There may be a lot of side effects from Ambien, but racism isn't one of them."
Whoa, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
I forget all of that stuff. Dude, that's nuts. Hmm. I don't know. I'm sure she's going to be fine.
She'll be fine.
Everybody's fine. Yeah. I'm fine. Are you
she'll
fine?
Be back.
Everybody's
good.
Fine. Everybody's fine. You think she'll be back?
I don't think she'll be on this show, but she'll be back. Somebody's going to pick her up.
Let's see here. Lady Gaga accidentally confirmed that she's engaged during a speech. We didn't know, but here it is.
I love you. Everybody at table five. My fiance, Christian.
Right there.
All the loved ones in my life who take care of me every day.
She didn't mean say fiance, but then she said it on speaker.
Oh.
It was a hush-hush engagement.
Yeah.
But then she said, "My fiance."
Oh, that threw it off.
Yeah, and everybody's like, "Wait, everybody's what? Like,
whoa, whoa, whoa. What are you talking about?
You're fiancéed." And yep, she sure is. Good for her.
Yes. She deserves happy.
I'm going to go see that movie this weekend.
Which movie?
A Star is Born? Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I know the ending, but
yeah.
Still going to see it. Have you seen it yet?
Nope.
How come?
Just haven't made it.
Oh, because I feel like that's one the wife would like to see.
Yeah. Just haven't made it. It only opened, last weekend, wasn't it? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. So. I feel like it's a good date night movie. Yeah. You should take the wife.
Yeah.
The babysitter.
All right. Well, thanks, Jamie.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, because men forget to do that and arrange it all. Once they have a baby,
right.
You all think that we don't want that still, but we do. But you need to arrange it all. Like, have her mom come down, you go out to dinner, take her to a movie. You know,
let me get my phone.
Like the good old days.
Okay.
You guys forget. You're like, "Oh, no, what do you want to do? I don't know. Let's just sit here and watch the baby, okay?" Yeah.
I'd rather go see Venom. Instead of A Star Is Born.
Oh,
Venom's getting all the rave reviews.
Really? I don't even know what it's about.
It's a superhero.
Ah, yeah.
It's crazy stuff.
Seems like your cup of tea.
Yeah.
Kanye West is handing out tennis shoes to every little baby in Uganda. And boy, does Kim love Uganda. Here's the clip.
We're so happy to be here in Uganda. It's really amazing. Sure. We can't wait to come back.
People say it was supposed to be a private visit, but then somehow...
I know. Well, you know what? Now that people found out that we're here, it's great to, you know, spread the awareness of how beautiful the country is.
Found out. You tweeted it.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, silly.
By the way, some reviews are coming through on the Textnado. Mixed reviews. Star is Born is amazing. Star is Born, very weak.
You'll
love it. You'll hate it.
It started out before the movie was released. It was nothing but great things being said. I don't know where they were coming from. Hollywood, maybe. They have a tendency to do that. But since it's been in the theaters, it's not gotten the reviews that I thought.
Yeah, it's mixed. It's a little mixed.
Yeah, there are people not liking it.
Well, I think a lot of people didn't know it was going to be like such a hardcore musical. There's at least the original ones, there's a lot of music in it. And I think when you go to a movie and you think that it's going to be just a movie, but instead they break out into a song.
Well, and part of the reviews I'm seeing is the disappointment is there's a lot of songs that were in the originals that aren't in this movie.
Right.
That Lady Gaga wrote some songs, and that's what they put in here, and it changed everything.
Everything. I hear the dog is good in it. He does a great job acting.
Yeah.
It's Bradley Cooper's personal dog.
Well, dogs are good.
Yeah.
When they're trained well.
I mean, it wasn't even trained. It's just his personal dog. It's not a Hollywood dog. He had to be trained some. He just brought his dog in, and the dog was good. I mean, he knows how to sit and speak, but that's it.
Huh.
Just brought it in.
Yeah. So kind of like Sean.
Wait, what? I'm not sure that went over well. I feel like that one...
Sean.
I feel like that one hurt me. I'm not sure how it felt for you.
Yeah, not good.
It's not good. Yeah.
Not good. Mm-hmm.
Wait, okay, wait. You can stand up. You don't have to sit.
What the hell?
I'm not a man dog.
Did you see that? Did you see that? The story of that guy that thinks he's a dog?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that the craziest thing?
What is that?
He's wearing a...
He identifies as a canine.
Yeah. He eats out of a dog bowl, crawls around on his knees. He's got a leash around his neck and a collar.
Yep.
And he wears like a muzzle on his face.
Listen, the non-binary crap is already too much for me. And I know people get pissed off for me calling it crap, but it is crap. The non-binary stuff is like just too much for me. But now we're going to do like, no, he identifies as a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sleeps on a dog blankie.
I mean, it's already too confusing. My son comes home and he's like, Mom, so there's a couple of kids at non-binary. I'm like, cool, as long as they're, you know, not bothering anybody. He's like, yeah, I know, but what do you think about that? I'm like, buddy, I'm not buying it. I'm just going to be honest with you, but you know, it's not for us to judge them. He's like, yeah, I don't. I just wanted to know what your opinion was. I'm like, I'm not buying it, but we're not going to tell him that. We'll hold that part inside.
You know, though, even though you don't buy into it, you know, in the state of New York, it's now on the... It's on your driver's license. Mm-hmm. It's on your birth certificate.
Wow.
You can go back and change it. They have three sexes now.
There's five. My son told me there's five.
Well, in New York, it's three. But there could be five out there.
My son told me at school they say there's five.
Yeah. I'm just saying what's law.
But what? I mean, how do you come up with five?
I don't know. How do you get three?
Crazy. Anyway. So now we're going to have to come up with dogs, too, I guess. Identify as dogs.
Yep.
I don't know. There's just too many identifying as. It's too much. It's just too much. The newest thing on Instagram, and I don't know if we all think this is a good thing or a bad thing. Maybe it's a good thing, I think. Lately, all the celebrities and bloggers are showcasing their acne, their eczema, and their psoriasis.
Sweet. I've seen a couple of those.
Isn't that fantastic? Yeah. Good for them. Instagram is usually filled with filtered selfies, airbrushed bikini Snapchats, or whatever. Not snatch, snaps. But lately it's being used as a place for women to celebrate all their imperfections. Especially bad skin conditions. It's called pimple positivity. Oh, dear God. Pimple positivity is our new angle in life.
You gotta own it, I guess, right? If you got a pimple,
you own it.
Right?
Like, I am positive I have a pimple. Is that pimple positivity?
It's another good reason just to get rid of Instagram.
God, right?
That's what it is.
Kim Kardashian has shown her psoriasis.
Oh, bless her heart.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you. She showed a red patch on her leg.
Oh, not a red patch.
Mm-hmm. And Justin Bieber recently showed some acne and said pimples are in. Pimple positivity.
I feel like you've run out of gas here. I mean, literally.
That's right.
You're sputtering.
I'm trying to put my head around this.
I don't think I'd even try.
You don't? Just give it up. All right, there you go. Tablet track.
CJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.